So yay, fun little turn of events. USAA accepted us for a line of credit for an auto loan. I don't know why they were being so difficult. I'm like, babe, we already work together. You know I'm good for it. You know I can make the payments. I never missed a single one when we were together. So just do it. Let me have the loan. So they said yes. It's not a big loan. It's only for $15,000. But it's $15,000 more than we have. And now, is that to say that we're going to use the entire 15? No. But, so now we can finally start shopping around. I do not know how to do that. Because my Mercedes was a gift from my dad. And the very first car that we ever owned was the biggest mistake I feel like I've ever made in my entire life. I bought it 8 years ago. I sold it 4 years ago. And I'm still paying for it. So, we're not the best when it comes to vehicles. I don't know what to pick. I have a Hyundai Sonata saved on my Google. Like, I saved the page. But I don't know. It's a 2019. It has like over 130,000 miles on it, but it's only $9,000. And I don't know. My brother said, no, don't get it. So I don't know. I don't know what it is I'm exactly looking for. I don't want a van. Because we're done having kids. Like, our family size is our family size forever now. So we don't need, like, a ginormous vehicle. I don't need, like, a ton of space. I like the size of my Mercedes. I would like something maybe a tad bit bigger. I don't care about reverse parking or, like, the rear camera. Like, backup camera. There it is. I don't care about the backup camera. Don't need it. The truck had one. I took it out and put in a radio. So I want a radio. I want a radio that fucking works. Because they both don't now. And we've been rocking it with Bluetooth speakers for the last couple years. So I would like a car with a radio that works. Some working door handles, maybe. Locks. You know, things like that. So I'm not picky. I genuinely just want a car that goes at this point. So help me pick a car.